Okay, so we started last week understanding the phrase in the Gemara that mezuzah is chovat hadar, right?
Now,
clearly, that tells you that the mezuzah is a unique mitzvah in the sense that it is related in some way to being in a house, right? It is not a pure mitzvah that devolves on the person. It's not al karpafta de gavra, right? Al karpafta de gavra means on the head of a person, right? That's obvious, right? You are not chayav to buy a house such that you can then have a mezuzah. If you feel like living under the stars, or
something
you
like
are impoverished to the point where you have to live on the stars,
something like
right?
Well, those are complicated, don't they?
The Gemara talks about that, though.
But if it has a door, fine. But I'm saying, like, you can't afford that either, right? You can't afford that either. You are living, or you like living in a sleeping bag under the sun, under the, you know, on the beach.
It's a tent kind of thing.
No, it doesn't have a Shturah at Pesach. That's my point. Nobody thinks... What?
Tried to make a joke.
It's a kosher beach. Or you're only there at night when
there's no one there anyway.
Right, exactly. Or the people who are there are dressed or.
Well, in Florida.
What is always someone on the beach?
Fine. Whatever. Point is that it is connected to living in a house, right? That is clear. That, at the very least, is clear. That's what Chovat Hadar means.
Yeah.
Right? That much is obvious. But the Gemara seems to think that it is more than that. Right? So the Gemara, for example, says that therefore the obligation of mezuzah is on the socher, not the maskir, on the renter, rather than the landlord, because the renter lives there. Right? Which means that it is not about ownership, it is about... It's about living.
Yeah.
Right? But then we noted that there are still two ways of understanding it. The chovat hadar,
whether it's on the person,
can either mean, right, literally, right, that it is simply on the person, right,
or
chovat hadayar, right, hadayar with two yuds, meaning on the person who is sitting there, who's living there, right, but just for simplicity, I'll say on the person, right, right, or we could say what that really means is that it's a chovat habayit.
It's on the house.
Right? It's on the house. Right? Now we noted one nafkamina, right? Right? This is the one we ended on, because it's a clear one, is what if it is, if it's a goy plus Jew, right, in a house, so is that chayiv? So the Rajba says, yes, because there is a Jewish person living there, and he needs protection. Right now, right. This is where there's a sort of blurring of the lines between hashkafa and halacha. Right, the Rajba says, "Why is mezuzah chovat hadar? Because it's about shmira. Because it's about being protected. And since it's about being protected, what matters is
who lives there.
Who's actually going to be protected? Meaning, who lives there? And therefore, he says, even if you have a single person living there, but there's one Jew plus one non-Jew, he's going to be high because he needs protection. Who argues?"
The Mordechai,
quoting Rav Avigdor Katz, quoting Rav Chaim HaKohen. Rav Chaim Katz, right? Right. Remember, they didn't have last names then.
Right.
But Katz just stands for? No. The reason Katz, Arayom, is a Kohen name is because it stands for?
What does it stand for?
I don't know. We don't know.
Equals
20, 110. Wait.
Kohen. Sedek.
Ah.
Katz.
Oh.
Right, and therefore, even in the medieval period, when there weren't last names, people had a name.
Katz.
It just stood for Kohen Sedek. Right. There are certain names that are just Kohen names, like
Cohen.
Cohen. Katz. What else? That's not because it's like
could
it happens.
Rabbi.
Yeah, I know.
Kazdan.
Yeah,
because we
the Sephardi one. Why is this?
Kasdan, Kohen Shel
Kohanim Shluchei Derachmana or Didan Ninu. The Kohanim are the messengers either of God or us, which is the Machlokas and Gemara. They are.
I know what kind.
Right? Or Azulai, which is Isha Zonava Chalala Lo Yikachu.
Yeah, I heard
us about right. I think we've mentioned this before. That Leviim, the Leviim names are
Levi
Siegel.
Uh-oh. Max is
Scon, Levy, and he's a Levy. Scon, Laconian.
Searing?
No. I am a Levy, but no. Okay.
Does Ginsburg have something special?
Anyways, ending that tangent, the point of that was that even though the Baliatozo didn't have last names, right, Rabbi Avigdor Katz and Reb Chaim Katz, or Reb Chaim HaKohen, as you'll see, some of them see him, they had a quote-unquote last name, just because they were Kohanim. So Mordechai quotes Reb Avigdor, who quotes his father-in-law, Reb Chaim Katz, who says, you are Pater. Okay, that was the nafkamina that we ended up with last time. Okay, good. Let us continue. So, looks like a number 9. Tosos and Menachos. Now, we noted that there was an outlying position in some Tosfos that maybe, is it really about ownership? Right? So there was a shita that really midaraisa is about ownership, right? Because it's about defining it as the bite of a Jew, right? And therefore, the chiyuv is only dirabanan for a renter, right? But that is really quite the outlier, as the Tosfos and Menachos will point out. Look at the Tosfos and Menachos. Right, talis shula kol shloshim yom. Ein ledak mikan destam she'ela shloshim yom. Kamo halva. This is a little bit of background. Right, he says, don't learn from here that, right, the normal halacha is that if I lend you money and I don't specify how long you have it for 30 days. So Tosfos says, don't assume that the same thing is true if I lend you an object, right? I give you a pen, presumably to sign your name. Oh, I have it until Purim. No, right? You don't. Or a little bit after Purim at this point. He said, because maybe it would only be a true of clothing. He said, the point here isn't that most things you borrow for 30 days. It's just that until 30 days, people still understand
that it's borrowed.
Right? Like if I took Shimon's jacket, right, and I was wearing it, so people would just say, oh, it's because I forgot my jacket and I'm cold or something, which would not happen, and Shimon's a nice guy. If, you know, Shavuos time, I'm still wearing his jacket, they'll say, presumably, I bought it off Shimon, or Shimon gave it to me as a present, or I don't know.
You just got the same kind of jacket.
Some tell me didn't give their Rebbe apples, others give them jackets.
Used jackets, used right? Jackets. Used jackets, used, specifically used.
I have it secondhand.
Right, specifically used, right? Yes. And this is despite, of course, the fact that it would look ridiculous considering the difference in height between Shimon and me.
It'd be a Bekisha, a winter Bekisha.
Exactly, right. Avogav the Mezuzah Chaiva Socher Kedamasek Hasam. The Hasam, the Beis Chalosel Avukai Beis Acherim. He said, because that's not true. When it comes to tzitzis, really, midaraisa, you're pater forever. As long as I'm borrowing Shimon's jacket, I don't have to put tzitzis on it, even if it was four-cornered. So maybe we'll use Mati's sweater, which we thought maybe is four-cornered. Whatever. Hachanami ksutcha v'lo shal acherim. But Avogav de Mezuzah Chayva Socher. But he tells you this is not true of Mezuzah. Mezuzah, according to this Tosfos, even if you're renting a house, you're Chayav Mi De Oraisa. Why? Because Beischa only tells you that you have to put it on the right hand side. Right, derech biyatcha, the way you come into the house. Uperkama de yoma, nami ikachi, v'hachi taima. And now he explains, this is the key, four lines down. Hachi taima, this is the reason. Why is it that by a jacket, or a four-cornered talis, you are midoraisa, according to Joseph, exempt forever if it is borrowed, but by a mezuzah, if you rent a house, you are chayav. Why is it?
Because the beged is only on the person. The guy is using your tzitzit.
Well, let's look at this. What he says. So the high. This is the reason. The lo mistaber kra lemude beis acherim. It doesn't make sense to exclude
The house of
a house owned by somebody else, right? Let's right here. Acher means owned by someone else, which you live in. The chevan de l'shimur avid. Since the purpose of mezuzah is to protect you, lo shna. It makes no difference who owns it.
What?
What's important is who
lives there.
Right? So remember I said some people think this, right? That it's about ownership. Midaraisa. But the majority position is that that's not true. Why? And Tosus gives the language like the Rashi, because Dilashimur Avid. It's protecting the person. And therefore, what matters is not who lives, but who... Sorry, not who owns, but who lives there. Miu called Shloshim Yom Potter, the Lav Base Dira Didehu, Kadami Barakamatu Basra. He said, why are you exempt until 30 days? Because it hasn't become yours yet. Right? And then he proves it from the first paragraph of Basra, Gabin Yishtar Shlom Shloshim Yom, Hareu Kin She'ir. For the first 30 days in a city, you're not liable to pay taxes yet either.
Also, you could opt out of the sale.
You can't necessarily.
When you're selling, buying a house, you have 30 days to.
I'm saying in modern maybe, but I'm saying not necessarily. I mean, there are different models that you can have, right? I don't know what the case is in different countries. I don't know if that's true.
Belgium.
I have never bought a house in America. I don't know. I own a house in Israel. I do not own a house in America. I don't know. I assume none of you own your houses. I assume maybe your parents do. I assume you do not own your house.
No, Nachum bought it.
Nachum has like 12 different houses, you know. And Nachum's in, we're having a Shir reunion at his house up in the this cottage. Yeah,
which one?
The 11 bedroom one and that one.
Yeah.
Are you sure we don't have huge Shir?
I have a bigger one.
What?
One of the smaller ones.
I have a bigger one.
Daka. Daka. I have a yeshiva wide one. The 11 bedroom.
So the 11 bedroom should be fine.
That should be fine. Fine. I have done this before, by the way. I did have friends. When I the Rambam Shah of the town, my Shana Aleph, we all stayed in one person's house, in their second house. Like, we ate in one of their houses, and we stayed at their other house, which was a five-story house in Nachlaot.
Wow.
Like, all of Rambam we stayed. There were, like, 20 bedrooms.
What you're describing sounds like someone decided to buy the apartment building. And then,
yeah, I mean the person was a billionaire, so it wasn't like it made sense. It made sense.
It's like, oh, of
yes. Anyways, v'hamaisi hacha siyuler of Yehuda da tal shel v'stabrelate l'damos talis midra abanan l'mezuda d'oraisa. Fine. V'tzarach iuni matzin l'menilin liftor at shloshim yom u'demaisi. Right. Umihu yesh lomar debit mezuzah nami midirabanan de tre beis chaksive. But he said maybe you'll say that by mezuzah you really are putter because it says beis chak twice, right? V'had by b'sof hashol mezuzah al mi uparech al hab u'mishar shiachovas hadori lav lechi so cher maisi la. But then he backtracked. He says maybe it's not true. Maybe in fact a renter is exempt. And Beischa means it mean that you actually have to own it. Then what does the Gemara mean when it says Chovas Hadar? Right, what does it mean when it says Chovas Hadar? Lav l'chayuvei socher ma'isi la. It's not to tell you that a renter is chayev. Elohachik amar, pshita shahamaskir eino chayev. Kevon sheino darsham. Right, so Tosis says there are two ways of understanding Chovas Hadar, what the implications are. Look, right, Chovas Hadar, he says, it could mean, right, for the purposes of a renter, right? Either it could mean, right, when the Gemara says that Chovas Hadar teaches you renter, right? So Tovas has two possibilities. Possibility one is that it's l'shmira, right? And therefore the renter is chayev midaraisa. Yeah?
Yeah.
What's his second possibility? Possibility two, he says, is maybe what it means is that the theoretical owner, if he doesn't live there, can't be chayav because he doesn't live there. But maybe what? The renter is pater also. Maybe you need two things. To own it, and
you need to live there.
To live there. Right? So what is Tosus's question? Tosus said there's two ways of understanding what does it mean, Chovas Hadar. One is that it's actually on the renter, and since he's there, he needs Shmira. The other possibility is that no, it's a Chovas Abayit. But there are two qualifications.
You have to live there.
Right? You need to live. It's a Jewish owned and inhabited. Right? I mean, Chovas Hadar isn't telling you that it's on the person living there. It's telling you that it's not enough to own. You need to also live there. But how's the understanding? Chovas Hadar is Chovas Habayit, a Jewish house in both interpretations, owned and inhabited. Right? So Tosfos is saying, it seems to me that his question really is, what does Chovas Hadar mean? Right? The way Tosfos at least presents it is that if Chovas Hadar means that the obligation is on the person living there, then midaraisa, what? A renter is actually chayav midaraisa.
Wait, we just...
Right? That's possibility one.
Possibility two is this.
Possibility two is no. Chovas Hadar says that neither the owner nor the renter is obligated. The only way to be obligated is if...
the owner lived there.
The owner lives in his house. And according to that interpretation, what is he... how is he understanding Chovas Hadar?
I mean, himself, personally.
No,
yeah, but meaning... Tosa's second possibility is that if you rent a house, you're pater. If you own a house and don't live there, you're pater.
Okay.
You're only chayev if you own the house you live in.
Okay.
Right? Why? So clearly, what's he focusing on?
Chovas to buy it.
Buy it. Right? He's saying it needs to be a Jewish house. But what Chovas Hadar does is it says there's two dimensions to being a Jewish house. Right?
Jewish owned and Jewish inhabitants.
Exactly. Right? Right? And that seems to be Tosfos's question. Right? Again, he can't deny that it's a Chovas Hadar, which means that it's different than other mitzvot. Namely, that it's not about pure ownership. But he still has two possibilities. Is it about purely the person, in which case a renter, which is the simple shot in the Gemara, is chayev biblically, midaraisa? Or does Chovas Hadar add a dimension and say, yes, it means a Jewish house, but Jewish owned plus Jewish inhabited? Right? That's Tosus's question. We're up to. Right, because what it means is, if he wanted to, he could just use it for storage. Etc. Okay, I won't read the last line, it's not relevant. So you see, nafkamina number two, well, for today, right, we've seen others, right? One was this machlokas Rashba and Reb Chaim Cohen, right? A Jew and non-Jew live in the same house, are they chayiv? The Rashba says, yes, because Chovas Hadar means it's on the person and he needs protection. Possibility two is?
It's on the buyer.
No, it's a Jewish inhabited house, but if there's a Jew and a non-Jew, right, it's not about ownership, but if there's a Jew and a non-Jew living there, then even on the level of habitation, it is mixed and you're pater. Second one is a renter who doesn't own his house. Possibility one, which is the simplest read of the Gemara, a renter is chayev mide'oraisa. Why?
Because it's shmira.
Yeah, because it's chovas ha-dar on the person.
He has to. What?
Correct. Right?
Okay.
But if you think that it's on the bayit, so you at least possibly can say that he'll be pater. That's just the second possibility, right? That it's a Jewish house in Shnei Amuvanim. right? In both ways, owned and inhabited. Now, of course, you could argue and say, no, it's a chobot abayit, but all we care about is Jewish inhabited, which is what I think many Rishonim are going to think, right? But you can only say this possibility, namely that you need both ownership and habitation, if you are working within chobot abayit, right?
Okay.
Right? So that's nafka mina number two for today. Yes? Yes?
Yeah.
That's a no. Yeah?
No, not really. What do you mean the chovasa ador? What do you mean by that?
The Gemara says that mezuzah is chovar ador.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to figure out what that means. The Gemara says this. Okay. It is the chovar hadar, which literally means the obligation of the one who lives there. But we noted that there seems to be two ways the Rishonim HaKaram understand it.
Yeah.
One way is that Chovar Hadar literally means the obligation of the person who lives there.
Okay.
The second one is to say no. It's a obligation that devolves on the house if a Jew is living there. But the focus is it inheres in the house, not in the person.
Okay.
Right? We gave two nafkaminas so far today. One is, what if a Jew and a non-Jew live there together?
Yes.
So any of you think that Chovar Hadar literally means the person who lives there is automatically obligated?
Yeah.
So the Rashi says, then even if it's a Jew and a non-Jew living in the same house, the Jew has to put the mezuzah on the house because he lives there.
Yeah.
Chaim Cohn says it's not true. Chovar Hadar just tells me that it's not about ownership. It's about inhabitants. But if a Jew and a non-Jew live in the house, you can't call it a Jewish lived house. Because it's not.
Yeah.
And therefore you're putter.
Okay.
Right? Rashba, Chaim Cohn. Second possible nafka mina, though not mukhrah, is... what about, right? The Gemara says that a renter is chayev. Tosas has two ways of reading that. One is that, really, a renter is chayev. Why? Tosa says, the shmira of it, because he needs to be protected, so if he's living there, he has to do it. Possibility two is no. Tosa says, when we say a renter is chayev, we don't really mean a renter is chayev. Really, a renter is pater, midaraisa. What we mean is that the owner is not chayev. Rather, the owner is not obligated. Because mere ownership is not enough, because inhabiting the house is what's important.
Yeah.
But Tosa says, maybe that's only likula, right? Meaning, you need both. It's not telling you that the renter is chayev. It's telling you that an owner who doesn't live there is not chayev. But really, you need both ownership and inhabitants. But again, the only way to make that shita make sense is within bayit. Because chovar bayit would mean that what you think is chayev in mezuzah is a Jewish house. But a Jewish house can be interpreted in two ways, right? Owned
or inhabited.
Or lived in, right? Tosa says, maybe midaraisa it's both, and therefore you're only chayev if you live in your house.
Okay.
But if you live in someone else's house, or you don't live in the house, then you're pater. But that only makes sense if you think that chovar hadar doesn't mean person.
Maybe it's guys.
Maybe that's what I just said. Okay. But this is that's exactly what I just said. Exactly. Okay?
Okay.
So that's nafka mina number two, is can you entertain a shita like Tosfos? Right, now again, you can say it's a chovar abayit without coming onto Tosfos. Right? I mean, you could say, no, it's a chovar abayit, but for the purpose of mezuzah, we interpret that only as inhabitants. Right? Right, that's the simple shot.
Okay.
Tosfos is the one who's mechadesh, this, maybe you need both. Okay. Let's now look at the Tosfos. Okay, now let's look at the Tosfos in Arsag. Yeah. Right, I gave it to you, or you can look in your Gemara, whatever you want. Right? So, remember, how did we get into this sugya in the first place? In our Gemara.
With the problem with selling, renting a house is that you're taking away the mitzvah and this is all.
Well, no, the opposite, right? That the Gemara says it's not a problem. Right, the Gemara says that taking away, right, selling land, renting land to a non-Jew is problematic because you're taking away the chiyuv of Trumos and Maestres. But selling a house to a non-Jew or renting a house to a non-Jew is not called removing a mitzvah because it's a chovas hadar, right? Now, again, the simplest shot in that is what? Is that why is it that when I give land to a non-Jew, the fact that he's not going to give Truman and Maestrot is considered that I've diminished the mitzvah potential of his land, but with a Jew giving a house to a non-Jew, that's not called a diminishment
because
of the house.
There's no, the mitzvah of Truma is on the land, and if it's, like we said, there's a difference if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. But then it's the land in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of mezuzah is, we said, is not on the house; it's on the person.
So Nachum says the difference is that Chovet Hadar means person,
right?
That Truma and Maestrot, Eretz Yisrael is Chayv and Truma and Maestrot, and therefore, even though a guy owns it.
It
could have given Truman to Maestrot, and now that the guy doesn't give it, that shows a lack in the land.
Right. But the house...
But a house, no the house isn't obligated, the person's obligated. Right. How could you defend this possibility, though? What if it's Chovat Habayit?
If it's Chovat Habayit, it's only a non-Jewish... It's only a Jewish-owned house.
So you'd have to say, right,
it's
that no, right? Still, it's different because Eretz Yisrael is still Eretz Yisrael,
right.
And therefore it still is Chayav Trumas and Maizros in potential,
right.
Well, as opposed to...
A house?
What?
It's Chayav and Mezuzah potential.
As opposed to what?
A Chayav is...
As opposed to the Mezuzah, which if the Jew isn't living there...
Well, Jewish doesn't...
Chayav.
A Jew doesn't...
What?
It's only...
There's a shrieking in the background. It's okay. He's okay. He's okay. He's just eating a banana. He's just eating a banana. What?
It went underneath my neck.
Yeah, I have a recording of this. It's just like... Because I'm recording Shira, and then in the back, I have a monkey shrieking over banana.
You need references for crimes of your... Yeah, listen to Robbie's ears.
Yeah.
February 24th. That wouldn't be a different... Oh, no, that is a different thing.
Right, you could still formulate
it.
If you say...
If you say house is Chovas Habayis, then it still had the potential of mezuzah.
But you'll say, oh, good. So how would you say it's not a chisaron? Because you'll say, look, as long as the Jew isn't living there, it's zero. Right? Meaning, as soon as the Jew moves out of it, there's not lost potential. Meaning, it's just not a Jewish house. Right? Meaning, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, whether or not... The Jew owns the land.
Right.
The house is not a Jewish inhabited house.
Eretz Yisrael doesn't define the fact. There's no mitzvah of having mezuzah on a house in Eretz Yisrael.
There's no mitzvah of having a mezuzah on a particular house.
Right.
It's if a Jew lives there, there's a mitzvah.
It's only on a Jewish house.
Correct. As opposed to Trumas and Maestros, no. Eretz Yisrael is like designated for Trumas and Maestros.
You could still say that the mitzvah is on the house, but only Jewish.
Perfect. Exactly.
That's how it's different.
And that would still be different from Truman Meister's, where it's on Eretz Yisrael,
and therefore,
even though the guy has it, and technically he's not going to be giving
it. Potential loss.
Exactly. Right? So now Tosfos weighs in on our Gemara and tries to figure out, okay, so how exactly do we look at it? Right? Those are the two possibilities here. So, this is quite a shocking Tosfos. We have to, we really have to understand it. Perush. V'imkein ein ligzor behus chiros atu mechira. Okay? Right, the upshot of our Gemara is that you can't forbid renting a gzera for selling. The mechira lo mafka la mi mezuzah, because selling is not considered a removal of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Avo besados b'mechira mafka lo mi maaser. But selling land to a non-Jew is considered a diminution of the obligation of Jews and maaser.
So that's what we said in the Gemara.
Okay, so now you have to halt cup with me here, okay? That's pay attention, right? That's halt cup. It literally means hold your head in Yiddish. It's a good phrase, right? Hold on, right? Hold on, Yosef, hold on. Okay?
So like what you're doing?
Yeah. The Yesh Mefarshim. So now he says, okay, a little bit of background. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Gittin whether a non-Jew, when he buys land in Eretz Yisrael, does he have the legal power to remove the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael by his sale?
It's not in Perek Nezikin. In Gittin?
There's a Perek in Hasholeach. There's a Perek Hasholeach.
He says it's not in there. Something.
Okay, it's Tafim B'Zayin. Okay? So the Gemara says... that there is a machlokes about this. So Tosfos says, wait a second. Let me understand this. Right? Let's take the second formulation.
That Chovas Habayis.
Chovas Habayis. Namely, that what's the difference, right? Well, if you take within Chovas Habayis, so Nachum tells us, what's the difference between Maiser Mezuzah.
Meiser is on the land.
Good. It's on
it's
the land.
It's Eretz Yisrael.
And this is on a Jewish
house.
Oh,
but if you say...
But he says, but what happens if you hold that
it
a non-Jew has the power to remove Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael? Then, what's the problem?
I would still say either way.
Wait. So you might have thought that now they're equivalent. Because Meiser is Chayiv on Jewish Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And Mezuzah is on a Jewish inhabited house. Isn't that the same? And as long as a non-Jew's in there, it's non-Kadosh land, just like it's a not-Jewish house. And there's no Chiyuv even in potential.
You're still taking away the... No, you're still taking away the potential of having Meiser being taken.
Well, like, that's, but you understand his question.
Yeah.
Right? His implied question is, wait a second, if you think that they remove Kedusha, right, if a Goy doesn't remove Kedusha, then I get it. Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, you're just not giving Trumos and Maestro, so there's lost potential. Right?
Yeah.
But if you hold that what? That a non-Jew, when he buys land in Eretz Yisrael, actually removes the Kedusha.
My land of Kodesh Plumber.
Right? So then what? Now, it's as if it's Chutz La'aretz. Right? And Chutz La'aretz, there's no Trumos and Maestro, just like there's no Mezuzah on a non-Jewish house.
Right.
Isn't that equivalent? Right, there's no lost potential. Right, that's his question.
I don't like it.
Well, neither does he. That's the implied question. He says, "V'yesh mafarshim da'asya feel l'man d'yamrin kin lovet kol v'eretz Yisrael lafkia mi'ed ma'aser." No, I'm sorry. He asked the question the opposite way. He doesn't ask the question at all. Right, he says some people had a problem the other way. Which is, right, presumably the reason Nachum did. Which was, if they have the power to be mafkia, I get it. Because what you're doing is you're literally erasing Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's bad.
That is bad,
okay.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine.
So he says, what about the other way around? What if you say, yesh kinyan lav, sorry, ein kinyan, meaning that even though the Jew, even though the non-Jew owns it,
yeah,
not owns it, even though the non-Jew bought it, it's still Kadosh. So you'd say, "What? I didn't remove anything. It's still chayv in trumos and maestros." He says, "No."
But that's the thing.
That's what we're dealing with. Well, he says the problem is that he's not practically. He's not going to give trumos and maestros.
That's the case that we're dealing with.
Good. Right. Nimtza she'ein mekaymin b'zeh asada mitzvah tluya ba. Al bayis ein kan afkav b'nei neshabayis atzmo chayav kaymin she'ein Yisrael dar b'sochau. But the house is not chayv at all if a Jew is not living there. Right, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, which does in potential.
Right.
Right. So Tosu says, right, what's the problem with Meister? So he says, if Yesh Kenyan Lahafkiya, the problem is that I erase Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael, that's bad.
Right.
If you hold Ein Koach, right, Ein Kenyan,
you're not reducing.
So it's also bad, because yes, it's technically still Kadosh. The problem is what?
So either
that practically there's Kadosh land and now doesn't have Trumos and Maestros being given from it.
So either way you're
bad, as opposed to Mezuzah, where that's not like that.
Okay.
Right? Because there, as long as the Jew's not there, there's no problem at all.
Okay?
Vilonira, he says, I don't like this. Dim Kane, my comer besamoch le Rebbe Yossi Sadat Ispe Tarti Gazu Rabbanan Schirus Atu Mechira. So what then does the Gemara say according to Rebbe Yossi? That a field has two problems. Right? Halo beskiras gufa ikatarte. According to this, right? So he says, again, this is a little, you have to really help cup in this justice. Right? What does the Gemara say? Schiras, mechira has two problems. Lo sechaneim and?
Removing meiser.
And removing meiser. But according to this analysis, renting also has two.
So it's like...
Namely, the beskiras gufa ika hafka mi meiser, shlo... Right? He says, by schiros, there's two problems. One is that the non-Jew won't give Meiser. One second. Ika tarte de beschiros gufe ika afka ami Meiser. Shlo yaser chovim veosatua. Veod kajlon afka mashma kiachiyuv ligamre menakarka. What two are these? God. Yossi said this by Tarte, Gazer Rabbanan Schiros Atom Bechira, Lo Beschiros Gufa Ika Tarte, the Beschiros Gufa Ika of Kami Mais, Shall Yazar Kami Mais, the two of Ode. Okay, I have to look back why he thinks there's two, because he hasn't explained two here. Second question is, the Lashon Hafka'a Mashma Shemafkia Achiyuv Legamrei Min HaKarka. The word Hafka'a sounds like you're removing the obligation totally. But if you hold that Ein Kinyan Yisrael Lafkia, sorry, Ein La'akum Lafkia, it's not true.
The obligation is still there. He's just not
correct. Ein Gan Hafka'a Gemur came to Ein Kinyan. Shrei Gam Ata should be Al Chovim Im Yisrael Yisrael Tischayev La'aser. Because were a Jew to plant in the field owned by a non-Jew,
he would have to bring.
He would have to give it, which is not Hafka'a. I'm not even sure what the two are by renting. Right? One is...
It's two different things.
I assume he says that you're removing...
Removing the Kedusha and Barrett's.
Meiser, well. And you're removing Kedusha, maybe? Maybe well, that's what
that,
he means?
That would
no,
be,
that doesn't
that
work.
Wouldn't that be an Ein Karkam?
It's not Losachanim.
Losachanim is a different thing.
But it's not Losachanim. Oh, no, sorry. And you're bringing in Avodah Zarah. That's the... No, this is the field.
Yeah, Avodah Zarah only applied to that base.
The house. Yeah, I don't know. I have to look. I'll look at one of the other Tosfos in. L'kach nir l'farish. Ja'azit k'mandem r'yesh kinyan. So therefore, I think this Gemara is only according to the one who thinks that you do remove Kedusha. The problem is Dafka, if you think that you remove the Kedusha totally.
Which is still removing.
Shafilu Yisra Yisrael lo Yishayv Meiser. Aval bias, vada in a mafkiya minazuz. He says, but even according to that, what?
It's still different.
Still different than a house. Why? Because he says, look, a Jewish house, let's say you just don't live in the house. You don't sell it to the non-Jew, but you just never live in it.
It's not chayev.
It's not chayev. So he says, it's not the selling to a non-Jew that's creating the p'tur. It's simply the fact that you don't live there. And that could be whether you... own it but never live there, or you give it to a non-Jew.
So it's going back to the on the land or on the person.
Correct. He's saying there's nothing happening in the land. It's about residence. Right. Right? A non-Jew living there doesn't change anything.
Land, it's still
right?
Land. It's
right? What does he say? It's not about ownership. It's about inhabitants.
Right.
But right?
Land, it's still on the person. It's just not. It's still on the land. It's not on the person.
Correct. And he says, "Vafilu misachar Yisrael acher."
So what's his point then?
And that's why it's different than land.
Okay.
Because land, there actually is a lost potential.
Yeah,
but he's saying a house, selling it to a non-Jew doesn't change anything. Right? Let's say, why am I selling it to the guy?
Because
I have five other houses. I don't need that house. I'm selling it.
You're putting
right? I'm Nachum. I have 11 houses. Right? So I don't need that 11th house. Right? So Tosa says, you're not removing a chiyuv. It wasn't chayev in it before because Nachum never went there. He likes his other 10 houses. He never shows up in that house. That's only for pride.
That's why you said
right? It's because he competes. His brother has 10 houses, and Nachum one day said, you know, I want, just to show my brother, I want 11. I don't care where it is. He goes to his, he doesn't even know where it is. He goes to his real estate manager, and he says, buy me 11th house so I can gloat to my brother that I have an 11th house. And then one day Nachum wakes up and he says, what am I doing? I could one-up him differently. I could sell that 11th house and buy a plane. Right? Then he'll have 10 houses, I'll have 10 houses, but a plane. Right? He never saw the house. Right? He never went into the house. He never put a mezuzah on the house.
Well, the thing is, it's a good thing that the house...
Nachum is like, halivai, we should be at such a day.
I wish.
Right? But this is the kasha. 11 houses, 10 houses, 10 houses per plane.
Wait, that would be his problem in life.
Who mind?
We say by land, you say there's a potential, but there could be a potential also in houses. Could.
But his point is that it's not the selling to a non-Jew that created the exemption.
Okay.
It's the simple fact that the Jew didn't bother living there.
Okay.
Right, that's why I'm giving an example.
That's why it's different.
That's but that's what he's saying. That's what's different. He says, by Trumos and Maestros,
it's on the land.
By selling it to a non-Jew, you've changed
the exemption.
Right? You've changed the nature of the obligation. Right? By the house, it's not true. Nachum wasn't living in that house anyways.
There was no
right? There was no mezuzah because he never showed up in the house. He doesn't know anything about it. He's in the middle of nowhere. Right? The only person who knows where it is his real estate manager. Right?
Can you still say that there's a problem giving karka in the land? Like, if you sell the house?
This could be in Chutz Laretz.
Ah, okay. Well, we're talking about land and air. It's all
so no, but remember, about. We're talking about... Right, we're going back.
Oh, okay, fine. Got
but it. Fine, it's in the middle of nowhere. Who knows? Right. Who cares?
No.
Vafilum Sachar Yisrael Acher, Vidarbis Socha, and he says, and let's say Nachum would rent it out to Yosef. Maybe he'll say, but wait a second. It's still in potential, could have had a mezuzah because Nachum could have rented it to Yosef. Says Mikol Makom, he says, so Tosus doubles down his position. He says, no. Remember this? Right? Jewish owned, Jewish lived in?
So he's saying Jewish owned.
He said, no, you see, remember, this is Tosus thinks you need both. Right? He says,
So it doesn't matter if I could have sold it to Yosef, as long as I'm not living there and I own the
it's
house.
It's going to be Pater anyways.
Pater either way.
Correct. The Ava gav derashin and beischav biyatschal neicha biyam and derech biyam ikonkom makom makom tre beischak sive. Avrabanan du chayvu lachar shloshim yom jinyiris kishalo. Mi did avi atal shulu kol shom yifdur minat tzitzis. Vuhadin la ola minat torah mishin dechsev tu zeschav alo shal achirim. Rabbanan hu de gazru lachar shloshim yom jinyiris kishalo. Okay. So what Tosus is saying is again, right? Now from this Tosus again, it sounds like again he's going in this direction.
It's Jewish owned and Jewish inherited.
Correct. He goes in that direction. He says the reason therefore it's different than
land
is because land is all about ownership. And therefore by giving it over to the non-Jew I change something. But again, I don't change anything by the mezuzah.
Because there's still no chiyuv in it as long as I don't live there.
Correct. Uh-huh. Okay.
Wait a minute. Let's say it does remove the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael if you sell it to a non-Jew. What would be the problem?
That is the problem.
Right,
removing
but
that the has
kedusha. Nothing to do with Trumah and Meister then.
Right, meaning I'm removing it from the potential Trumah and Meister. That's why
no,
it's so bad.
If you remove it from Eretz, if you remove the kedusha of Eretz,
so he thinks no because
no, it's just like a mezuzah. There's no.
No, it's not right because by mezuzah. If I wasn't living there before anyway.
Okay, there was no chiyuv altogether.
Correct, right? It's only if I happen to live there.
Wait, so if you're living there, but then you move out of the house and you sell that.
No, because he's saying still in potential, right? Meaning, right, let's say I move out of the house, not because I sell to the non-Jew. I move out of the house because I bought a bigger house.
Right, but then you
sell. Right, and then I happen to sell to the non-Jew. He's saying it wasn't the sale to the non-Jew that removed the chiyuv. It was the fact that I left the house. Right?
Here it's the sale to the non-Jew.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, because he's saying I sold to the non-Jew because I moved to another house.
Right.
But what exempted the house from mezuzah wasn't that I gave it to the non-Jew, it was that I moved.
But what exempted the land
right?
from Trumas
was the sale to the guy, right? That's the problem. Okay. So look at the Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi on your day it says the following. Zogar bayit b'chutz l'aretz patur miz mezuzah shloshim yom. Mashma. The afim sachar bayit al shana tmima eino koveh mezuzah. Ad lacher shloshim. Okay. So let me just give. Okay, we'll do one more nafkamina today. Okay.
Sweet.
When we say that in chutz laretz you're not chayav in mezuzah until 30 days have passed, what do we mean? So Tosvos says what? Tosvos, at least in a few places, says, well, maybe really you're putter, totally, right? And it's just exeir derabanan. Right, because he holds you need Jewish owned plus Jewish inhabited. But let's say you hold like the other day in Tosfos, which is not true. It's purely about inhabited. Right?
Then
why is it that you're not chayav until 30 days?
Because it doesn't look like you own it. It looks like you're just...
No. Look is only if you think it's derabanan. Let's say that when you rent a house, you're chayav midaraisa.
Oh.
So why in Chutz Laretz do you get 30 days to put the mezuzah up? So let me phrase it differently. Does the Gemara ever say that you have 30 days to put up your mezuzah?
No,
it never says that, right? It doesn't. Well, it's not clear what it says. It says kol shloshim yom patur min hamezuzah. But there's two ways of understanding that. How could you understand that?
That during the 30 days you have 30 days to put up the mezuzah.
You have 30 days to put up the mezuzah, or
those 30 days you're not even chayav.
No.
Oh, you're high from the first day, and then
if you're going correct,
if you're going to be there,
if you're going to be
days,
there for 30 right. days,
I remember this,
right? Then you have to put it up, but you're high from day one, right? It's just that if you're going to be there for less than 30 days,
then you're not high.
Correct.
But what's the? Because what would be the difference?
Oh, so let's see. Why would you say one or the other? So let's look at these two acharonim. Nachla Tzvi and Erech HaShulcha. Nachla Tzvi says, Mashma. Right, so her bags, b'chutz l'aretz, patrimi mezuzah shloshim yom. Mashma. Da'avim sachar abayis al shanat temima, eno koveh mezuzah ad l'achar shloshim. It sounds like you, even if you rent it for a year, you get 30 days. V'chein mashma shloshim abraisa kol shloshim yom pater
without mezuzah.
Correct. V'ulam b'sidur tefila shehagon milisa, but the gaon milisa, who's the gaon milisa? The nesivos. Rav Yaakov milisa. Hatik hasocher bayis al shloshim yom pater mashma im socher al yoser mishloshim yom chayiv miyad. Right, the Nesiva says no, it depends on how long you're going to have it for.
So if you're
going
to have it for more than 30 days, you're chayav for day one.
Vitzarech ion, minolo ze. Me'achar dekaimelan desocher eno chayav ela midirabonon. Achar shloshim yom mishim demechzi kishalo. He says, but wait a second, why is that true? Right, if according to Tosfos, it's only midirabonon. That's why you get 30 days. Vim kain, biso shloshim delo mechzi kishalo. Within 30, it doesn't look like yours at all. Ma chiluk yesh im yadur bo gam lachler shloshim. Right? V'nires, so he says, the nimshach achadiv reshach, he must hold like the shach. Shekaz of atam, that shloshim yom patrim, yishim de'eno dira. That he holds in 30 days, it's not your living place. Not because of nire, but because if you're not going to hold on to it for 30 days total, it's not your living place. Ratzalom devi diras arai. So here is a nafka mina. The Nachla Tzvi says, look, when we say you have 30 days, what do we mean?
Well,
so he says,
there's two possibilities.
He says, two possibilities.
One is that
he says, is it the term of rental?
Like you have. You're doing it more than 30 days, or you're...
If you're... Right? Does 30 days mean that as long as the term of rental is 30 days, then you are chayav?
Or more.
Says, why would that be true? The shach. Because I need it to be a dirat...
Permanent, whatever.
Right? I need it to be dirat keva, not arai. The focus being on...
Abayas.
The abayit.
No.
Think
it's
about it.
It's on the renter.
No. He's saying it's about... And what's he saying? That if I need a 30-day...
How would that be on the house? That's on the person, because it's... If the person's staying there for more than 30...
But what's he saying? No, it's about the dira. Right? What type of... Right? The way I would put it is, if you think that you're chayav from day one, as long as you're going to be there for 30 days, I would say, why is that true? This is what I would say. Because it's about making it a Jewish house. And if I'm only there for 15 days,
yeah,
it's not going to be a Jewish house. But as long as I'm going to be there for 30 days, then from day one,
it's going to be a Jewish
house. It's a Jewish house. I'm moving in for a year. Right? Why might you say
so
you get
30 days? It kind of seems like a mixture of...
But why would you? Why might you say you get 30 days?
Because it's based on how long you're gonna. It kind of.
So
seems,
I think
it kind of seems
about
like
the person. I think it would be about the person, because remember Tosfos said, where's this notion of 30 days come from for the person?
It's how long he's gonna.
That until I'm in a place 30 days, I'm not considered a resident yet.
Well, it kind of seems like even Jewish house is on both person and.
Or, let me put it differently. Let me put it differently. Okay. At what point do you start becoming obligated in real estate taxes in modern law?
30 days.
No. As soon as you move in.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Right? From the day of you move in, you pay real estate tax.
Right?
Right?
I guess. I didn't know.
But like, for voting purposes, right, yeah, often you'll need like 90 days in the district.
Yeah?
Right? Right? Yes, it's true here. Right? I'll put it to you, right? I became obligated in... I started paying Arnona the day I moved into my house. Right? I wasn't allowed to vote in the last election in Efrat because I hadn't lived there for 90 days. Right?
Okay.
Right? Why? What was the difference? Arnona, right? Real estate tax in Israel was defined by...
The house.
Right? The house. As soon as the house is mine, I start paying. Right? But voting rights I have to be a citizen of Efrat. Right? And it takes time until they accept you into the fold. Right?
Yeah.
So the Nachla Tzvi is saying, wait a second. Right? If you think it's about the term of rental...
Well, if you say Chovas HaBayis, I don't understand, because Chovas HaBayis is based off the person also.
No! No. Chovas HaBayis, in this interpretation, means at what point does this become a Jewish inhabitant? Right?
Right. After 30 days.
No!
During...
No,
if, you're gonna stay
if
there,
I move in for a permanent period of time...
Then it becomes a Jewish... Yeah,
yeah. Right, what's the Rav Yaakov Milisa saying? If I go to an Airbnb, and I'm there for 15 days, and then tomorrow someone else is there for 15 days...
Then you're not chayav.
Right? Then, how do I define the house?
As
an Airbnb.
Yeah.
But let's say I go to the Airbnb, and I take it for 3 months.
It kind of seems like it's here.
It's my summer house.
Yeah.
Right? But when does it become my summer house?
After 30 days.
No!
No, from the beginning.
Day one! Because when I move in, right, the context I move in is this is my summer house. Right? What's Rav Yaakov Milisa saying? It's about the buy-in. If I move in for 2 weeks, then when I come in, what's my mentality?
Is to leave after 2 weeks. It's not permanent.
And therefore, what's my mentality? This is my house, it's my Airbnb.
Right?
Right? But if I'm going to be there all summer, right, we call it a short-term lease.
Right.
That's what he's saying. It's a difference between an Airbnb and a short-term lease. Right? He's saying, if I'm going to be there for 30 days, it's mine for the summer.
What if let's say you plan to be there for...
Wait a second. Right, I think this is the machlokes. Whereas Rav Yaakov Milisa is saying, why 30 days? It's not that I have 30 days. It's that if I'm going to be there for 30 days or more, I'm high from day one. Why? Because then this is a Jewish residence.
Well, it's my
residence, right? It's my summer house, right? But if I'm only there for 2 weeks,
wait, it really doesn't. Like, I still don't see the difference, because if you say, how am I going to explain this? If you say it's like the person's going to move in for 30 days, then the house is not obligated.
No, but it is. What I'm telling you.
But it's not
in Israeli
obligated.
Law, right?
Yeah.
Real estate tax. I became chayv as soon as the house became mine.
Right.
Right, as soon as I moved in, I was chayv to pay.
Right.
Right in Israel, are known as a chovet hadar.
Right.
Right. It's not the owner of the house; it's the person who lives there. So as soon as I moved in, the day I moved in, I started paying real estate tax. Right.
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't the workers have to pay the day before me? They were in the house.
But it wasn't your house.
So, it's about whoever lives there. Why weren't they obligated yesterday? They were living there.
Right, but it's not the house. Like, that's based
in Israel?
It's
yeah, and they were in my house.
If it's your...
They were in my house.
So
why aren't they chayev?
You live there. The house is not chayev on the moon, is it?
Okay, why aren't the workers chayev?
Because they're not living.
Because, yeah!
You're not living there. That's why it's on person. It's not the house.
No!
If it's your house...
What do you mean?
Oh, it's Chovas HaBayis. It's Jewish-owned and Jewish-inherited.
No!
But if you're not living there...
No, in Israel... No, I'm telling you. In Israel...
House.
No, not by buying. In Israel, it's about whoever lives there.
Right.
The day you move in, you start having to pay taxes.
But if you...
But you can't vote for 90 days.
What does voting have to do with the house?
I'm giving you an example.
I don't get it. Like, what
voting is based off of
That's what I'm pointing out. That the way Israeli law works,
right?
Is that the second you move into a house, whether you own it or not.
If you own it for like 3 months and then you don't live there, you're not chayav.
No! And if you rent a house, you pay real estate tax in Israel.
Really?
Yes, it's on whoever lives there. Right? It's from Monsieur. I mean, whether you live there doesn't matter.
That's why I'm saying
from Monsieur Mafteach.
That's why I'm saying it's not on the house, because if it was on the house, then as soon as you buy it, you would be chayv in mezuzah.
No, because it's on inhabitants. It's on a Jewish inhabited house. And therefore, as soon as I know I'm going to be there long term, you become chayv.
So how's that different than person? I don't
because
care.
A person, because you can. The house can be yours and inhabited by you before society is willing to accept you as a member of the community.
Kind of like you've been here the whole year and we've yet to accept you as a member of our community.
Thank you. Right, so what's he saying? He's saying, look, he's saying, if you move into the house for the long haul, then is this house yours?
Yes.
Is it inhabited by you?
Yes.
Yes. right? If you move into the house only for the next week, and that's your sakal kol, your plan, is it yours or even inhabited by you?
Visiting.
No.
No, you're a visitor. You're a guest. Right? You guys are going to come for Shabbos, right?
You do not live in
my house. You do not live in my house. You're in and you're out.
Yeah.
Right? You're going back.
Yeah.
Right?
If you want to stay, you do. He'll be glad to allow you to help him pay for whatever taxes now.
Exactly.
Are
right? But vote it, right? So what does Nachlaus Vitz say? There's two ways of looking at this. One way is that it depends on how long is your term of rental for. Remember, it's not about ownership. It's about inhabitants.
Right.
So he says, look, according to Yaakov Milisa, if I know I'm going to be there for the whole year, I have to put up mezuzah day one. Why? Because I'm moving in as a renter as opposed to a visitor or an Airbnb.
Right.
This is my house for the year.
Wait, so my question on this, like, if you say...
Right, it's context, right?
Right.
But the Nachlaus Vitz himself says, no, you got 30 days.
Right.
And even though you are living there, and you plan on living there for the next 150 years,
right,
you still get 30 days if you're in Chutzlars until you have to put it in the mezuzah. Why?
You still get 30
days. Why would you have 30 days? It's your house already.
Because you're not considered living there until...
Good, but is the house yours?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between Yaakov Milisa and the Nachlaus Vitz.
My question on this, like, if you... So, according to this, if you buy the house and you don't... And even though you own the house... Oh, no, because it's inheritance. It's not necessarily...
Inhabitants.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's not necessarily...
It's not about ownership. But it's about what is the context in which I'm moving into it. It could be rental. It could be ownership. It could be whatever.
If you buy the house for... you're going to buy the house. You're going to live there for more than a year. But you don't move in yet. Do you still have to put up...
No, because it's inhabitants. But as soon as I move in, I'm moving in a permanent context.
Yeah, but some people will say, like, what is moving in, really?
Moving in is living there.
Living there.
That's what it means.
Yeah, but
that's what it means.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it means.
By inhabitant, you're also moving in.
Moving in just means moving in.
Yeah, but...
No buts. Moving in means moving in.
I know, but...
You keep saying but. Moving in means moving in.
When you're an inhabitant, you're also, like, in that, you know,
that's
the house.
That's what I just said.
That's what we're saying.
You're going to go rent an apartment for a weekend. Will you be moving into that apartment?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the point, yes. Okay. And he says, "V'nirim de'rem de'shvila de'ikr kisvarazu v'chein gadu v'tozav v'vodus kochavim v'arash b'lchos k'tanim m'meila hadu d'oshloim patzer doig ma'adinayin sham l'fizin yer bar de'af imrotz l'adur kama chanam in chayv l'kvo ad l'achar shloshim ulam imrotz l'kvo b'doshloshim v'varach." And the tshuva b'shem Yishal Brum the Rashi come up with Talas Shula. Then Zarchiin and Roy Lasus came. Ulay Yoser Adiv Lahamden Al Shas Achiyuv. But then Nachlaus Vitz says something interesting. Is according to this, are you allowed to put it up before 30 days?
Well, you're not chayev to.
So he says, according to this shita, for sure, of course I can put up whenever I want.
Well, you're chayev.
Right? I am chayev to, and vaday I can. He raised the possibility, maybe I'm not even allowed to until I put it up until 30 days. He said, maybe you can, because look, it'll be up there in the end.
Your house.
But this is very much like the voting thing. Right? Even though I plan on being here for 100 years...
You're not allowed to vote.
Right? You're not allowed to vote until 90 days or whatever it is. Right? Because in the end of the day, if it's... Right? And he says, maybe it's better to wait. Maybe you aren't even allowed to put it up before 30 days. Because you haven't settled in enough. As a person, even though...
I mean, what would be the problem if you do?
You're making a bracha. You're putting up a mezuzah. You're a chayav. Yeah. Okay, one more. Sorzar Chasholchan. V'nir bar d'bazen is bar d'shloshim impadr zeuk she sachar l'pagam d'shloshim yom im sachar stam aval sachar d'shloshim yom chav miyad d'skirz l'yom ha-memkar ho. The Aruch HaShulchan agrees with the Yaakov Milisa, the Nesivos, and he says, what are you talking about? If you rent it for 30 days, you're chayav from day one. Why? Because it's yours. Right? It's a temporary sale. Period.
If you rent it for less than
30 days? And he says, some people don't like this because Tosfos says if you don't own a house, you're only chayvin the Rabbanan. He says, Ayin Sham Tamahati, Demabeka, Thakamul Chayim Midian, Miyadir Rabbanan. Right? And he says, some people say, oh, but Tosfos thinks that a rent is only chayvin the Rabbanan. He says, okay, so what? So that means, he said, first of all, I don't necessarily agree with Tosfos. But he says, but even if I did agree with Tosfos, what did Tosfos say? That it's a Chovet Abayit. Right? Namely, that Midoraisa, it's a Jewish-owned and inhabited house. Right. And the Rabbanan, it's even a Jewish-inhabited house. But he says, either way you cut it, if you think it's about to buy it, then you're chayev from day one, whether it's Midoraisa or Midorabbanan. He said, the fact that it's Dirabbanan doesn't help you. Or he said, the Nachlat Tzvi is like, oh, it's Dirabbanan, you have 30 days. He's like, that's Narishkeit. Even if it's Dirabbanan, that only changes whether the chayev is Doraisa or Dirabbanan, not whether the chayev exists. Because as long as it's the chovet abayit, it's based not on how long you've actually been there, but
when you
how long do you intend on being there? What's the nature of your living?
So if you're there less than 30 days, it's not consumed.
Correct. And he says, V'chein ha-minek pashuk v'en l'shanos u'pashut hu de milijam sarach li'os ritzufin lokei shosak v'was that fine. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan answer to this discussion is that this is true no matter what you hold, right? Is that as long as you think it's a chovet abayit, whether you think it's Doraisa or Rabbanan,
you still have a
chiyuv. It goes by how long do you intend on being there, not how long have you already been there, right? The only way to justify that it depends how long you've been there is to go
by person,
not by bayit, right? Both Midoraisa and Midorabbanan. Okay, we'll do tomorrow.